From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Felix, we've heard a lot of music this year.
And today's show is going to be a look back at the year that was 2010. And to help us, we have Ernesto Lechner, who's the co-host of The Latin Alternative from WEXT. Ernesto, welcome.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and start us off? What did you pick for best album of 2010?
You know, it wasn't easy to pick because there were so many incredible releases. Some people keep saying that Latin music is not what it used to be, which is a view that I completely disagree with.
Who says that?
I know. Isn't that crazy? I think there are so many different offerings for so many different genres and countries. To begin with, I brought a personal favorite of mine. If I could pick a best new artist for 2010, I would go to Spain and I would give an award to La Bien Querida.
Okay.
She released an album this year called Romancero.
El día que te conocí, llevabas todo el pelo alborotado, con esa cara de niño malo. Me miraste de arriba abajo y dijiste que sí. Que sí, que tú te venías conmigo.
And this song is called 9.6, and it's, like you said, from her album Romancero. Sorry,
Oh, that's my favorite part. That's you know, that moment when that beat comes in, it's pure bliss for me. I'm fascinated by contrasts, and I love the trashy beat with this deadpan delivery of hers. It's like an affectionate homage to the trashy music that we love, because who doesn't love trashy music once in a while?
When I first got the album in the mail, it actually took me a couple of listens to get into it. Now, just tell me, why do you think this is the best new artist?
That record, I got it and it was on my desk for 2 months and I never listened to it. You know that feeling, right? You know when that happens so often to us, because we have so many CDs to listen to. And there's something about the cover maybe that doesn't necessarily attract you to put it in the CD player. But when I did, I was just instantly hooked by this person who is so young and has so much to say. And she's saying in such a unique way. And the craftsmanship of what she does is just stunning to me. I have to tell you, I've driven my wife and kids crazy in the car playing this song, 9.6, and just telling them, isn't it gorgeous? Isn't it beautiful? And they say, yeah, Dad, we got it. It's very nice.
So your pick was an artist who you would have nominated for Best New Artist. Our next pick is an artist who was the winner of Best New Artist at the Latin Grammys. Felix picked Alex Cuba and his self-titled new album.
Montate mi caballo, que marcha paso lento, cuando de frente el viento te tira de la cara, y el temor del mañana se esfuma en un momento, dejándote por cierto la luz de la esperanza. Montate en mi caballo, que no pide dinero.
There are a lot of people who are doing Cuban music and contemporary music from all over the world, but there was something about his delivery Something about the arrangement, something about his persona that just jumped out at me and made his particular Cuban fusion thing stand out among all the others.
Yes, I like Alex Cuba. Of course, he's a great songwriter. There's an honesty about what he does. You really believe in his words. I have a bit of a problem with the treatment of the brass. That seems a little poppy to me.
You know, I've seen Alex Cuba live without the brass. When it's just him and his guitar, it's very nice.
I could definitely see that, because that poppy arrangement on the brass immediately evokes lavishly produced Latin pop artists.
Right.
And I know, of course, that Alex Cuba is completely different and he has something to say. But yeah, it's just a personal thing. Just because I'm on a steady diet of Sonora Ponceña and Héctor Lavoe.
Hey, old school, man. Okay, that was my pick. It's your turn, Jasmine. What'd you bring in?
You know, you just mentioned, Ernesto, that that's a little bit watered down for you, Alex Cuba. So I'm curious to see what you think of this explosion of energy from the Caribbean. I'm talking about Rita Indiana and her new album, El Juidero.
Jasmine, you've been talking about her for a while, and we're both pretty excited about it.
I think this is a good opportunity to publicly declare that I kind of have a girl crush on Rita Indiana, just as an artist. I mean, I think she's brilliant. I don't know if you knew Ernesto, but she's a very acclaimed author, or before she was a musician. She was a prize-winning novelist, and I find like her songs sound a lot to me like short stories. I just really love the lyrics, and I like musically what she's doing. You know, I know that merengue is not for everyone, and this kind of techno merengue on Red Bull is much less for everyone.
Very
but also
good.
Visually, you know, the videos she makes, I mean, it's like every single thing she does is art. I picked this CD because it didn't feel like there was any fluff on the CD. Every song felt like a chapter. And it didn't feel like, well, you know, let's just make three hits and then six songs that'll just be filler that nobody will play on the radio. But I'm curious, what do you think of her?
Well, what's not to love? This is just a fantastic album. And I have to tell you, I have an ongoing love affair with República Dominicana, with merengue, with bachata. I think it's an amazing island that makes such unique music. Its take on the Afro-Caribbean rhythms is very, very special and original. And again, the key to artists like this one is, I think, you can include any new stylistic devices that you like as soon as you remain authentic to the original formats. And I think this is what she does, because her take on merengue, even though it's electro merengue, it's completely authentic.
And she is an artist that I want everyone to know about her. Every chance I get, I tell people about Rita Indiana and about this new album. And sometimes I wonder how she's going to fare in, even within Latin alternative. You know, she is openly gay. She does have a very androgynous, eccentric style. I really, you know, want her to be as big as Calle 13, because she certainly deserves it.
I think what you're saying, and I completely relate to that, she's a real artist in everything she does, in every detail of what she does, you can, that comes across, right?
She was certainly a welcome discovery this year.
So, Ernesto, I promise I'm done drooling over Rita Indiana. So, tell us, what's another artist this year that just really blew your mind, that you were amazed by?
Should I talk about a record that changed my life?
Please.
I think, yeah. You know, there are some records that change my perception of what music is all about. You know, the Argentinian group Sumo in the 80s?
Oh, of course.
Was my gateway to punk music. I didn't understand punk music through the Sex Pistols or through the Clash. I understood punk through Sumo. In 2001, there was a group called the Avalanches that made an album that was made only using snippets of pre-recorded LPs, and they made entirely new songs using that.
Huh.
That was another a record that really shatters my preconceptions of what music should be about or could be about. And that certainly applies for the album 1977, 1977, by Anita Tijoux from Chile.
1970. Nací un día de junio del año 77, planeta Mercurio y el año de la serpiente. Signo patente tatuado y en mi frente que en el vientre de mi madre marcaba el paso siguiente. Nacer llorar sin anestesia en la camilla. Mi padre solo dijo es Ana María. Sí sería el primer llanto que me probaría, que mandó las heridas y dándome la batería. Solía ser entonces como un libro abierto, pero leí la letra pequeña del texto, como un arquitecto construyendo cada efecto. Correcto, incorrecto, se aprende todo al respecto.
Before I got into this album, I was very obsessive about rhymes in hip-hop, in rap. I thought that the merit of a good rapper was to come up with really ingenious and sophisticated rhymes. So if a Latino rapper started rhyming amor with dolor, that really didn't do it for me. Or, you know, sometimes rappers use the ito, the diminutive,
mm-hmm.
chiquitito, whatever, and which I think is a very cheap way of rapping. If you're going to be rapping, you have to dazzle me. You have to open up the dictionary and find some amazing words and really combine them in an intelligent way. That's the least I can expect from you if you're a rap artist.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes Anita Tijoux, and she does this incredible thing where her rhymes don't really rhyme in a conventional way. They have an internal rhythm, an internal swing, an internal logic to them. It's like she threw a rock at my face and just my brain was exploded, broke into little pieces.
Oh my goodness.
You know, when I interviewed Anita, that was my first question. And how did you come up with this system, this new lexicon, this new language? You invented something completely new. I guess she understood what I was saying, but she said it was completely organic, that she never set out to do anything, that it just came out naturally, and I respect it even more after she said that.
So did you have to pull the car over when you heard it for the first time, Ernesto?
It was like I was drunk. I was intoxicated. It was also, I'm a fan of The Digable Planet, De La Soul, The Tribe Called Quest, you know, outfits that use a lot of lush orchestrations.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something similar here that she really, you know, there are all these samples and all this lush beauty to the backing tracks. So also that was definitely a plus for me.
She was at South by Southwest this past March, and I didn't get to her show, but I heard a lot of people talking about it, and it was a cross-cultural audience. There were a lot of people there from all over who were carrying around a buzz about her. So she's made quite an impact.
I wonder if that sound that you feel is so different and unique. You know, she learned about rap and how to rap from African immigrants in France when she was growing up, from Moroccans and, you know, Senegalese that were living in France. So I wonder if the fact that she sounds so different is because she learned an entirely different type of rap. You know, she wasn't so much learning from American rappers.
Yeah, that's definitely a very good observation, especially because, you know, in France there's MC Solar, one of the rappers that I think has this incredible flow, this incredible rhythm in his rapping. So yeah, maybe that was an influence.
So you just talked about Anna Tijoux, who is an artist that blew your mind. I'm going to tell you about an artist, a duo that blew my mind this year. And that's in the same vein, Puerto Rican group Calle 13.
They are the salvation to Latin contemporary Latin music, right?
That's a big
well, you know, we had assembled this list about a week ago, and that was before I got their brand new CD, Entren los que quieren. And as soon as I listened to it, I added it to my list of best albums of 2010. I mean, this duo, Calle 13, initially they had my respect just because they were so witty and they were just smart asses and they were nasty and disgusting. And as the band progressed and I got to know them better, I gained even more respect because they apply the same passion to that, the same wittiness and energy they put into hitting on girls and talking about sex, they apply to politics and Latin American issues. And I just think they're complicated, they're arrogant, they're also brilliant and funny and witty, but angry and politically assertive.
Absolutely, I definitely agree with you. There is an incredible duet that Calle 13 recorded with La Mala Rodriguez.
Yes.
That's just a masterpiece.
So anyway, let's listen to the song Latino America, which is one of my favorites on the new album.
Soy lo que dejaron, soy toda la sobra de lo que se robaron. Un pueblo escondido en la cima, mi piel es de cuero, por eso aguanta cualquier clima. Soy una fábrica de humo, mano de obra campesina para tu consumo. Frente de frío en el medio del verano, el amor en los tiempos del cólera, mi hermano. El sol que nace y el día que muere, con los mejores atardeceres. Soy el desarrollo en carne viva, un discurso político sin saliva. Las caras más bonitas que he conocido, soy la fotografía de un desaparecido, la sangre dentro de tus venas, soy un pedazo de tierra que vale la pena una canasta.
You know, you described it so well that they are so complex, that they are humble and arrogant at the same time. They are musically omnivorous. Being Latin American, I mean, I grew up with all these crass comedy shows late at night. I mean, it's just everything they say makes me laugh very much.
So Felix, you have another pick for Best Album of 2010. What's that going to be?
One of the ones that was really knocked out by was Carla Morrison. But I think it's because I wasn't expecting it. It sort of came out of the blue. It was the circumstances of hearing her CD for the first time were such that I had heard a lot of music and I was kind of overwhelmed by music. And then all of a sudden I heard her voice and her arrangements and it really knocked me out. And then when her new album came out this year, which made it even better.
Well, let's hear a little bit off of her new album, which is called Mientras Tú Dormías, or While You Slept. And this is the song Compartir.
Quiero ver salir el sol y despedirlo. Quiero caminar y correr a tu ladito. Quiero buscar y encontrarme a solas contigo. Quiero dormir y soñar caricias contigo. Quiero reír y llorar con tus ojitos. Quiero compartir mis secretos y mis suspiros. Quiero aprender a entender al mundo contigo. Pero hay una cosa que te debo decir. No es nada fácil estar tan lejos de ti, porque me ha
obviously a lot more accessible. I don't know, I feel like sometimes you have to be more inclined to hip-hop and rap to get into some of the other stuff we've played so far, and this is sort of something that you're either immediately attracted to or it's just not part of your scene. I thought she made a big impact this year. Ernesto, did you hear this?
I think it's beautiful, and I keep wondering, what is it about Mexico, you know, from Agustín Lara to La Sonora Santanera to Café Tacuba to Carla Morrison? I mean, what is it? Is it something in the water? They have this incredible musical sensibility, and they never stop to surprise me with new artists. And, you know, this is, in a way, a simple song, but it isn't, right? There's so much emotion in it, and such good taste, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've always been advised not to drink the water down there, but, you know, maybe we should, man.
Maybe we should.
Ernesto, I want to talk to you about one of your picks for Best Records of 2010. Talk to me about Bostichan Fusible.
Ay, Bostichan Fusible. This amazing combination of banda sinaloense and norteño samples with electronica. And masterminded by Bostich, who is a dentist by day and electronica master by night from Tijuana, and all his musical friends.
Let's hear a little bit of Nortec Collective of Bostich y Fusible.
And what I like about this new album, and the reason why I placed it on my personal top 10, is because it's not a novelty. You know, it really isn't a novelty. It continues to evolve and become more sophisticated, including new sonics. It's really a beautiful record, wouldn't you say?
Maybe this is going to be a little bit controversial. I stay away from it because I'm not sure how I feel about it. I respect the genre of norteño and ranchera, and I'm not the kind of person who will ever say this is not good music. I think it's just not, I don't understand it, so instead of, you know, trying to have an opinion on it, I leave it to people who do. Do I sound like a jerk?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
No. It's like if here in the United States, it's like if a bluegrass band, somebody did something interesting with bluegrass. It's that kind of folk music. I was on a bus in Mazatlan once and just heard grupero music for longer than I cared to even.
It was a really long ride.
It was a very long ride. And what I find interesting is the way, like Ernesto said, what they do with it and how they take that as a touchstone and create something new. And I respect that. But I can see,
you know, that epic wall of sound transposed into electronica, it really clicked with me.
In a similar vein, of all the albums that we think are some of the best of 2010, I would say the best album, in my opinion, of 2010 is Chancha Vía Circuito's Río Arriba. Have you heard them, Ernesto?
Yes, I've heard them, and I think it's a fantastic record. Now, I'm guessing here, but I'm thinking that you are from Argentina, right?
Sí, señor.
And that is such an Argentinian record. I think you are really connecting with that Argentinian folk vibe that this record is soaked in.
Right, yeah. Everyone's culture informs their tastes.
I was also knocked out by it. I mean, it's not my favorite, but certainly one or two of the year.
I mean, to me, the record feels like a well-made article of clothing. You know, everything is there for a reason. Every stitch is thought out. It's just, it's a brilliant tailoring of typical songs, folk songs, indigenous rhythms, indigenous instruments, and digital beats. It's just fantastic to me.
You know what I really like about this record also? It has a solemn quality, almost like a mystical vibe.
Yeah, it's very
ghostly.
To me, I think of it as almost like a ride on a ghost train throughout Latin America. You know, because there's that chugging along.
That's a perfect description of the album, definitely.
Okay, Ernesto, you have another pick that you want to talk about. Why don't you introduce it?
Definitely. I love bands with a great sense of humor, and No Lo Soporto, which sounds great in Argentinian dialect, No Lo Soporto. It means I can't stand it.
No Lo Soporto.
That's a great name band right there. It's a power trio. I also happen to love power trios, and this is a power trio made of three ladies, and they collaborated with Gustavo Cerati from Soda Stereo on the single Nunca Iré. And this is a very special song. Not only is it very tuneful and melodic, but it also has a very, it's like a deep lyric in a way. It talks about how the things, the wonderful things, the good qualities that people like in us can also become very easily our own worst enemies and can make people hate us for them. I just thought it was a great song with a video that I really recommend, spoofing the Twilight Zone movie from 1982.
Well, let's listen to that. Ernesto, I am fascinated by your final pick for best album of 2010. Now, I am a huge Juan Luis Guerra fan. Why did you pick him for a show of Latin alternative?
Well, initially I really wanted to bring a salsa record because I'm a huge salsa fan, and I really believe, I won't go into this right now, but I really believe that salsa and Latin rock are like the two sides of the same coin, that they have so many elements in common.
Absolutely.
But I found this song, which is my favorite song of the year, Bachata en Fukuoka from Juan Luis Guerra, and it's just so beautiful. So it's a perfect compositionally, in terms of production, in terms of the lyrics. It is again a bachata that is an authentic bachata, but has so many other different elements in it. I just felt it was like a gem that shines under the sun. You know, it's just impossible to ignore it. And also, it gets extra points for me because it begins as a traditional bachata, but then in the middle, it goes into a beautiful break that is just basically Afro-Cuban dance music. So that was what sealed the deal for me.
Una bachata en Fukuoka, sueños de arena en las olas, besos me daba tu boca, tengo estrellas y rosas.
Ernesto, this was a blast. Let's do it again.
Thank you so much. It was really, I had tremendous fun sitting here talking about music with you guys.
Muchas gracias, Ernesto. We had a great time.
We want to thank our guest, Ernesto Lechner, who is the co-host of The Latin Alternative from WEXT. We also want to thank our listeners for all your comments and suggestions. We also want to thank our producer, Mike Katziff, for pushing all the right knobs and pushing all the right buttons. Thank you, Miguelito. And we've been producing the show for 6 months, since June, and we're looking forward to a full year in 2011. So as always, you can find us at npr.org/altlatino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.